evening. President Hichilema Mutale Nalumango, validly nominated for August 13th general elections. DEC arrests 24-year-old over 19,000 kwacha counterfeit currency in Chinsali. And in international news, UK scientists developing new Ebola vaccine that could be ready in months.
The Hot FM News with Ketoran Gonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. And now the news in detail. President Hagainde Hichilema and his running mate, Mutale Nalumango, have been validly nominated to contest the August 13th general election. Speaking shortly after the nomination process, President Hichilema confirmed that their nomination had been accepted by the Electoral Commission of Zambia and thanked the commission for conducting the process smoothly. He also congratulated all aspiring candidates who successfully filed their nominations. President Hichilema said the next step is for his team to work hard to convince the people of Zambia to vote for them on election day. He further said his administration remains focused on accelerating economic growth and improving the lives of Zambians, stressing that his government is committed to delivering more development and expanding economic opportunities across the country.
I, Hagainde Hichilema, and the Vice President, Madam Mutale Nalumango, have successfully filed our nomination for the president and running mate in the election of 13 August 2026. That is our confirmation. We want to thank the Electoral Commission of Zambia, Chair and Han Commissioner, as well as the staff of the Electoral Commission of Zambia. We know they've been busy handling a lot of applications.
Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Zambia has also validly nominated Democratic Union Party President Akim Njovu, New Focus Party President Ritual Siamunene, and Christian Democratic Party President Professor Dan Kure, bringing the total number of validly nominated candidates to 14. Speaking shortly after being validly nominated, Mr. Siamunene appealed to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to improve the nomination process in order to reduce delays. Commission, DEC, has arrested 24-year-old Donald Mugala in Chinsali District for allegedly possessing counterfeit 500 kwacha notes amounting to 19,000 kwacha. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere said preliminary investigations revealed that the counterfeit banknotes carried identical serial numbers. Ms. Mawere said Mr. Mugala was apprehended after allegedly attempting to deposit the fake currency into a mobile money account at a booth in the district's central business area. She has added that the commission also arrested several other suspects and seized illicit substances during operations conducted in various districts across the country.
A Mosrela death operation in Kandoti Township resulted in the arrest of three suspects, including one individual who has been on the commission's watch list, with 2.2 kilograms of high-grade cannabis recovered. Meanwhile, in Kinshasa, a suspect was arrested for allegedly possessing counterfeit 500 Zambian kwacha notes amounting to 19,000 kwacha after attempting to deposit the fake currency into a mobile money account. All suspects are in lawful custody awaiting court appearances.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPAR, says the ruling UPND deserves another five-year mandate to continue and complete developmental projects initiated over the past 4 years. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chukwuba, ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chukwuba said the UPND has performed well during its time in office and should be given another term to advance its development agenda. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Mr. Chukwuba said government has laid a strong foundation for economic recovery and national development. He has explained that the administration took office at a time when the country was facing serious economic and governance challenges.
Yeah, the president and his team in government in the past 4 years now, almost 5 years, has been one, I think, that honestly we need to appreciate. This team took over government at a time when it was very, very difficult. I think you are aware, and we can recall that at the time that the president formed government, the country had the tag of default in terms of debt on its back.
Inspector General of Police Graphel Musamba has warned political parties, cadres, and members of the public against engaging in political violence and disorderly conduct during the 2026 general election period. Mr. Musamba said recent incidents in areas such as Mazabuka, Chavuma, Kaoma, and Mumbwa, where political cadres allegedly attacked individuals aspiring to contest elections as independent candidates, are deeply disturbing and unacceptable. He said acts of political violence undermine democratic principles and will not be tolerated under any circumstances. Mr. Musamba has reiterated President Hakainde Hichilema's warning that individuals perpetrating political violence will not be shielded by political parties, but will instead face the full force of the law.
I wish to strongly warn all political party cadres, pressure groups and individuals that there shall be zero tolerance for political violence, intimidation, lawlessness, incitement or any act capable of disturbing public order and national peace. Any person found wanting shall be dealt with firmly, decisively and strictly within the confines of the law. I further urge members of the public, political leaders, civil society organizations and all stakeholders to cooperate with the law enforcement agencies by promptly reporting any acts of violence, criminality or suspicious activities related to the electoral process.
Outgoing Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibudi has allowed an application by Patriotic Front faction Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda concerning the alleged violation of his human rights. However, the court directed Mr. Nakachinda through his defense lawyer, Maluza Chongola, to file a formal application accompanied by an affidavit outlining the facts relating to the issues raised. This follows submissions by Mr. Chongola that the application bordered on his client's constitutional rights and involved both factual and legal matters. In this matter, Mr. Nakachinda has pleaded not guilty to a charge of seditious practices contrary to the laws of Zambia. It is alleged that on September 26, 2024, in Lusaka, Mr. Nakachinda, using the Kanele 97.7 FM Facebook page, uttered seditious words by claiming that President Hakainde Hichilema directed the Drug Enforcement Commission, Anti-Corruption Commission, and Zambia Police Service to raid and search the residence of former President Edgar Lungu in order to divert attention from an ongoing eligibility case before the Constitutional Court. The state alleges that the remarks were intended to raise discontent or disaffection among the people of Zambia. Following the application, the matter was adjourned to 2nd June 2026 for oral submissions.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, has